You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. And you know, in this job, I do a lot of research, but I have never gotten into a subject so deeply that I started doing it for real. That is what happened to writer Maria Konnikova when she learned about professional poker for a book. And, well, she went from neophyte to winner. We reached her at a professional poker tournament in Monte Carlo where she's playing. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Lizzie.
You're a journalist. You have written about lots of different things. How in the world did you end up being so good at poker?
You know, that's the question that I keep asking myself, because I am not at all someone who's ever been into games. So a lot of people in the poker world, you know, they grew up playing some form of cards, often poker, or, you know, they're very competitive just at games in general, chess, Scrabble, Go, all of these things. I did none of that. I had no idea I'd be interested in it. It was just a completely foreign world. And how I ended up coming to it was an interest in the topic of luck and this question of how much of our lives do we actually control. And someone told me, you know, if you're actually thinking about chance, you should look into game theory. So I read John von Neumann's Theory of Games and realized that it came from poker, that von Neumann was a huge poker player. And so I was like, wow, what is this poker thing? So that's how I started reading about poker, and something clicked. I was like, oh, you know what? This could be the book. Me going on leave from the New Yorker, just becoming a professional player and using poker as a metaphor for life.
So you started working with a professional coach. And I guess I'm curious, like, was there a moment when you realized you were good at it?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it was one of these things where you just kind of jump in and say, you know what, the book is going to be okay no matter what. But when I realized, oh my God, I can actually do this, I actually understand it. I'm getting better. I'm interested in the game. The game is really challenging me. That was one of those moments that you wish for in any writing process, where you realize that the story that you had envisioned is even better than what you had imagined.
All right, so you're on an economics show. I got to ask you, how much have you won?
So as of this week, within the last year, I've won over $200,000.
Are you going to quit journalism?
Right, that's not... No. Everyone, for some reason, thinks that this means I'm going to stop writing. Writing is what I love. It's what I've always done. It's been my lifelong passion since, you know, the age of 5, when I announced to my parents that I was going to be a writer when I grow up. And that's never going to change. But I have kind of fallen in love with poker, because it's something that has challenged me intellectually, emotionally, psychologically, in ways that I never really thought possible. And I really feel like I've grown as a person over the last year. So I definitely see a future where, you know, if I keep doing well, if I keep learning, if I keep feeling like this is a good environment for me, I see a future where I do both.
You wrote a previous book about confidence men. Yes. And con artists in general. Are you applying some of the things you learned about conning people to playing poker?
Yeah. You know, in retrospect, it actually looks like my books kind of have built up to this moment, because there are definitely a lot of parallels between the world of poker and the world of con artists. The one thing that I found out about con artists when I was researching the confidence game was that they are just incredible storytellers. They're the best storytellers in the world, because stories are what convince you to believe in what they're saying. And once you're a part of the story, once you've bought into the story, you stop questioning, you become emotional, you stop being rational. So the best con artists are the best storytellers. And in poker, there's actually a lot of the same thing. When you are playing a hand, when you're playing your cards, you need to tell a good, compelling, consistent story. The people who are able to do it the best, they're telling a story that makes sense, and you're being drawn along, and you stop seeing the logical inconsistencies, just like with conning. And if you're able to see through that, then you can be the person who is able to pick off those bluffs and actually play against the great storytellers.
You know, people are going to listen to this and just be wildly jealous of you. And hey, I'm one of them at this point. Do you think you're lucky? Or are you really good at this?
I think it's both. Of course I'm lucky. I think it would be very foolish to think that this is just all me. When I won my first major title in poker, I got lucky. I played well. I was definitely skillful, but I also had a few lucky breaks. So the past year, I mean, I've been living and breathing poker. I've been studying and playing every single day. I haven't worked this hard at anything since I became a writer and was working at becoming a professional writer. So I've really given it my all. And by the way, this is one of the reasons I think poker is such a beautiful and necessary metaphor for life, because in life, we also always have cards that we can't control, but it's much more difficult to see that. And so it becomes much easier to say, oh, it's all me, when you get lucky. In poker, it forces you to actually be able to distinguish between how good you are and how good you ran. So run good is this term for having the cards go in your direction. And so I think in any successful endeavor, be it in poker or in life, you need to play well, but you also need to run good.
Do you have any sense how many hours you have spent playing poker?
So if we're talking about just playing as opposed to studying, because studying, you know, we start getting into me studying 8-9 hours a day for the last year. So that gets,
whoa,
that gets, yeah, no, when I said I've been working hard, I've really been working hard. But when I'm not playing, I'm not playing. Really, I'm just playing at tournaments. So right now, you know, I'm in Monte Carlo for the European Poker Tour. And on any given day, I probably play here for about 12 hours. So if we say that a tournament is about 10 days, well, a tour is about 10 days. So that's maybe 120 hours of poker at each stop. Then I think that for the last year, I've played about 2,400 hours worth of poker.
Wow.
Yeah, that I've never done that math before. And wow is exactly right. I did not know that I have spent that many hours of my life sitting at a poker table.
Maria Konnikova, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure.